just by way of diversion quickly to the other non-BHL or non-clear cell tumors, are they more chemo-responsive? What do we know about their biology?
Some of them may be. Some selected things like collecting duct cancer may be more chemo-responsive. But across the board, papillary cancers and some of the really small subsets like chromophobe cancers don't necessarily appear to be chemo-responsive. So the issue about the chemosensitivity, really you have to start to look at the VHL protein and how it influences the apoptotic pathways in the cell. It becomes a little complex, but there are people trying to work out why these cells are that way. We often thought it was because they expressed to a high degree the MDR protein and the MDR gene, but that's probably not the only explanation that causes them to be so insensitive to chemotherapy, because a lot of cancers do this.
Do they respond to some of the newer agents, the TKIs or the mTOR inhibitors, the other non-clear cells?
It's not clear. We think that there are some sort of hints that there are patients with these cancers that have responses, but right now the majority of patients who we have data on have not had responses. Everybody's looking at this as a group because it would fit the hypothesis better if those patients didn't respond as well. Right? And the clear issues now are to try to differentiate the patients who have clear cell cancer and the mutation of the VHL gene or silencing of it and who do not. And so that's the real crux of the matter, and a lot of work is going into this to understand, are they different in their survival? Are they different in their responses? Are they different in any other factors? And all this has just been started the past few years, so it's going to take another 3 or 4 years before we have that information.
What do you know about tissue predictors or response to these agents?
They don't exist at the moment. We've looked in a very preliminary way. The easiest way would be to be able to predict by virtue of the VHL gene mutation. Yes, no. Response, yes, no. Nobody has that data yet.
Because of the assay?
Because of the assay, because the fact that it's a laborious thing to sequence the entire gene and to look for the abnormalities. And so that's underway. It probably won't be that simple. It never is, right? We never find it that easily. So right now, there are no predictors. We've looked for other predictors in the tissue with regard to some of these genes that we talked about, vascular endothelial growth factor, platelet-derived growth factor. Is their expression in the tumor or in the vasculature predictive at all in terms of response? And right now, nobody has that data. Those are fairly difficult assays to do and to understand. And so we don't know that right now. Long answer to the short question is we don't have a tissue predictor at this point in time.